King Asa removed false worship and false idols in high places, but he did not remove all of them. I believe there are a lot of Christians that are unhappy and tired and weary and worn, in fact, even unfulfilled because of the false junk in their lives. May we get back to the genuine, that which is right and real, getting back to God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we're so glad to have you with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are dealing with King Asa, 2 Chronicles chapter 15. So there were some things that King Asa did that was good, but there are also some things that he did that were not so good. Well, one of the good things we know is that he brought reform back to Judah. Now, friend, man-made religion is not the answer, but we need to get back to the basics, like getting back to the Word of God, getting back to prayer, getting back to Spirit-filled preaching and teaching, getting back to total reliance upon the Lord, getting back to that which is right, the necessary fundamental elements that are according to the Word of God. That is the answer, getting back to Christ and Christ alone. Folks, may God cleanse His church of all the high places, and may God remove the altars of the foreign gods and break down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images that man has created, and may God once again replace it with His presence and His glory. That's what King Asa was doing. He's removing those things out of the land of Judah that were not according to God. You know, when Jesus came to the temple, what did He do? He did something that seemed to be out of character for Jesus. The Bible says that then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in a temple and overturned the tables of the money changers. What was Jesus doing? What was He thinking? Well, friend, He was getting rid of all the junk that didn't belong there. The religious had turned the temple of God into something other than what God had intended. Jesus came and He cleaned house. He was removing all the false worship. He was getting rid of all the false idols, throwing out the marketeering. He was removing those things that were not of God and restoring it back to its intended purpose. Then the Bible says, then the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. Do you see that? Friend, get rid of all the junk and get Jesus back in the church and things will happen, and then you will see results. People will come in lost and they'll leave saved. They'll come in sick, they'll leave healed. They'll come in bound and they'll leave delivered. The church should be a spiritual hospital. Let's bring Christ back into the church. It's possible that there are some things in our own lives that have become a hindrance with our relationship with God. There just might be some things that have rooted themselves deep in the recesses of our hearts. Things like pride, self, stubbornness, anger, bitterness, false thinking, false doctrine. There just might be some sacred pillars that we're holding on to that are not according to God's word. And these things are not helping us, but rather they are hindering us. In fact, they're holding us back. May we have the heart and attitude that just wants God to remove all the junk in our lives that's not pleasing to Him, whatever it is. Lord, just remove all that which is not of You and replace it with Your presence and with Your Spirit. Remove all the dross and purify the vessel and fill it with the oil of gladness. Oh, praise God. That's what we need to pray. I believe there are a lot of Christians today that are unhappy and tired and weary and worn and unfulfilled because of the false junk in their lives. And friend, maybe that is speaking to you right now. May we get back to the genuine. May that which is real and right and authentic and of God be put back in its proper place. May Christ have preeminence in our lives. May Jesus be the wheel in the middle of the wheel. May He sit on His throne in our hearts and once again be God and Lord of our lives. Just let God remove the junk out of your life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.